But God's a miracle-working God. All my life, that's all I've known. My daddy trusted God for his healing for 88 years. When Dad was in his mid-40s, arthritis, crippling arthritis hit him. He had two fingers that was so stiff they wouldn't move. He'd be working and the hammer'd fly out of his hand. Only way he had to make a living. And he got worried, how am I going to feed my family? How am I going to provide for my family if I get crippled with this? Still had, but he had six children, and he said, how am I going to provide for my family?
Yeah.
He was building a fireplace for the doctor. And this doctor believed in the power of prayer. In fact, he told some folks one time, they called him out to a man that had a stroke that was up in years and had trusted God for years, and he said, I could leave some medicine, but said, there ain't no use of me leaving any medicine. Said, he ain't got any confidence in it anyway. Said, y'all just pray for him if he gets to hurting. Said, that'll work just as good as anything. Said, that's what he got confidence in. He said, I'll just tell you. And they called him in. He was an old country doctor, but they called him in on cases where the other doctors got baffled and didn't know what to do with it, and they called him in. He said, I'll just tell you the truth. I pulled more cases through because I got behind the barn or shed somewhere and had a prayer meeting, or got out in the car and had a prayer meeting, than I did because of my medical expertise.
Glory!
Dad was building him a fireplace. His wife was sitting there in a wheelchair.
Well,
arthritis. He saw Dad's hand and was asking Dad about his hand and his fingers. Not only was it in his hand, but he said it felt sometimes wouldn't have hurt any worse if a dog had been chewing on the bone in his leg. The doctor looked at his hand and said, there's no medical cure for that, Ernie. I said, you've got access. You've got access that a lot of folks don't have to help. And I'm not telling you there's no help for you, because you've got access that a lot of folks don't have. That was kind of a challenge to Dad. You know what? God healed my daddy of that crippling arthritis. Even loosened them fingers up that was a stiff, he couldn't use them. And 40 years later, at 85 years old, Dad is still laying rock.
Yeah.
They say, does healing work? Does it last?
Yeah.
It lasted Dad for 40-some years.
Come on, Carol.
Not only that, Dad had a tooth fill of a prayer.
Sure did.
Amen.
Not a gold filling, not a silver filling, but just as pearly and white as a baby's tooth when it comes through the gum right up through the middle of the cavity till it filled a hole in, called us kids around, let us look at it when it was coming in there. Watch it grow in. Filled it out. When Dad is 89 years old and God called him home, he still, as far as I know, still had that tooth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you something that works, and God is doing it still yet today. I don't have to go back till I was a kid or back in the early days of her preaching, but all through the time God's heard and answered prayer. Just a few weeks ago, we was in northwest Arkansas. Lady came up for prayer. Power of God came down. The Spirit of the Lord just moved. She had a problem in her chest area. She'd gone to the doctor, and the doctor had called her in for more tests, and had to facelifts and more tests, and she testified the night the Lord touched her, said, I felt like just something warm came right down in that area where that problem is. Said, I believe I'm going to be all right. She went on back for the rest of the tests, and the technician that took the pictures, took the x-rays, and put them up on the screen, looked at, said, my, Judy, you're doing so well since you had your surgery.
Hallelujah.
I guess you look kind of funny. I mean, the picture's so clear, she'd had growth in there before. You're doing so well since your surgery. And then she checked her chart and she said, but you didn't have any surgery. Oh, yes, she did, by higher power. I'm talking about 1996. I'm talking about since the first of this year. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God can operate without leaving a scar. Amen. He can operate without leaving a knife mark. He can operate without it taking you 6-8 weeks to recover. He can operate without any pain. Just the Spirit and the good, warm Spirit of God coming right down. Hallelujah. Right in the area where you need help. He's able to do it.
Yes, sir.
Another sister in the same revival that had placed on her gum. She says about an inch long and it wouldn't heal, and she'd gone to the dentist because it didn't seem like it wanted to heal up, and the dentist sent her on over to the specialist and had the specialist look at it. The specialist told her, said, that isn't good news, and that'll never heal on its own. You'll have to have surgery. So he set a time for the surgery. She had about a week before surgery. She said, I want you all to pray for me. It didn't go away that night, but she got up a night or two later. He said, it's a healing. Night or two later, she said, it's a healing more. Said, I believe when I go back in. The revival ran for 5 weeks, and when she went back in, before the revival was over, she went back in for the surgery. There wasn't nothing left to operate on. The specialist said, it'll never heal on its own. It'll have to be surgically removed. But it did. Why? Because God moved. God answered prayer. It don't always happen right the very instant that you prayed for, but God moves in different ways. So one lady got it right then. The other lady in the same revival. Next night it was better, and the next day it was better, and the next. And time it come time for surgery, it was gone.
Good.
Sister Carolyn had a place in her neck while we was down in Texas. Big lump came up on her neck. She had the doctor look at it. It was up late in the evening when she got in. He said, I'm sending you on over to a throat specialist. She said, when? He said, now. She said, I probably can't get in, lazy. He said, I'll get you in. And he picked up the phone, called a specialist, and sent her over there. And I better let her tell the rest of the story here.
Well, I went over to this other specialist, and he asked me a lot of questions. Asked me about if I'd smoked, if I'd ever smoked. He just kept on asking me that, and he said, "You ever had any hoarseness and all this?" And I said, "Well, you know, everybody has that when you've got a sore throat or something." But I said, "No, not really." And he kept examining, and he said, "Oh, I hate to tell you this, but," he said, "I'm just 99% sure it's cancer." And he said, "I'm going to take you in, and I'm going to take a look at it." And I thought he meant a biopsy, you know, just. And I said, "You mean a biopsy?" He said, "No." He said, "I'm going to go in, I'm going to remove that, every bit of it." And he said, "More than likely, I have to do a radical neck surgery where they really, you know, go all out." And I hated real bad to go home and tell Gerald that. He didn't go with me that day. And I hated so bad. And I thought, Lord, I know that you can touch me. But I went home and told him, I really did hate to, but I really didn't need help. And Sunday morning, that was on Friday, and he scheduled me for surgery on Monday. And on Sunday, I taught a little Sunday school class. They were 7 through 12 year olds, and ornery as they could be. I saw everyone praying the altar. And it's good for the old kids, you know, just ornery kids. And but they get out and pray, and then first thing you know, they're up doing about the same thing they've been doing. And but I had saw them out there praying, and I had saw them, you know, really tears falling, and they're sincere, you know. Some of us big kids the same way. We go down and pray through over something and get right back up. First thing you know, repeat. And I thought, I guess we're just big kids sometimes. And so I went to them, and I went on Sunday school class, and we didn't even have our regular class that day. And I said, I've really got faith in you kids, and I saw you pray. I said, I saw you when you didn't do so good, but I believe you can touch God. And we didn't have any oil in there, but there's about 10 or 12 of them, and they all gathered around me. And I opened up my eyes one time, and one of the little boys, his name is Josh. And I looked over at him, and he had his face all wrinkled up. And he was saying, "Oh, God, touch Sister Kelly. Heal her." I didn't tell him what the doctor said, but all I said was, "The doctor thinks they may have to do surgery, and I need prayer." And every one of them kids, the tears was just a-rolling.
Glory.
And I didn't really feel any special touch that day, except just I felt good because them kids really touched God.
Yeah.
And I went on back in and went into the hospital, and that doctor, while I was laying in a holding area, as waiting to take me in, and they didn't know I was a nurse. And they were, one of the doctors, they'd already given me a shot, and one of the doctors and nurse came in and was talking about getting me ready for the radical neck, because they was just sure that's going to have to. And it didn't help me too much laying there listening to them, but I thought, they don't know, you know, they don't know God. And when I come out of surgery, I'm sure they'd already told Gerald, but he came in there and he said, "It's all clear." And he said, "Did you know if we'd have waited another day on that, there wouldn't have been nothing to operate on?" He said, "I had to search to find that in there." And so, you know, God had already, he was already healing it if we just put it off just another day or so. But God's not dead. He is not dead. I thought the day that after when Gerald had his heart attack, and they told him he had maybe 20 minutes to live, and they took him up, and I didn't have anybody there with me. It just happened, and we just went to the hospital, and I was walking the floor, and they sent a chaplain down there. They said, "You may need her." It was a woman, and she was a Catholic chaplain, and she came down, and I thought, "Oh God, I don't need that woman following me." But because I just, you know, when you get desperate, you, and you need help, you don't want nothing in your way. And I just wanted to ask, I just went ahead and I just prayed and let her follow me. And she followed me all over that floor several times. And I thought, I don't care. I need help from God. You know, little things bother you. And you think the color of a chair or a dress don't fit right, or the kids is a fuss, and you think that's trouble. That ain't trouble. That ain't trouble at all. But you come right down to something serious, and you're going to get serious with God. Sometimes he does, so we'll be more thankful.
Right.
But, oh, I appreciate God. He has really helped us so much. He's helped us financially. You know, we used to think, now, Gerald, he knew more about this trusting God than I did. But we used to think we was really trusting God, or I did. I'm going to put it on my back. When we was pastoring the church, and we didn't ever know how much we was going to get. Somebody got aggravated, they just didn't pay the tithes. But you know what? God never did let us go hungry. And he helped us when people didn't even know he was helping us. One man said, "I don't," and he was sending his tithes off to somebody else. And he said, "I want to tell you something." He said, "I don't think that anybody could starve y'all out." I said, "You got that right. God ain't going to let us starve out. God's going to take care of us." And he did. You know, many, many times he helped us. I had the idea that we was really trusting God. We got a check every week. We never knew how much it was going to be, but we got one every week. But when we went out on the field and we didn't have a check coming in, I found out what trusting God is. But you know what? He has never, ever, ever let us down. We've went to little churches and had a 2 or 3 week revival and maybe get $70. It was a little tiny church, but they got help. And we never went away with our head hanging down.
Never.
We went places where here a while back, we had to buy 4 new tires before we got there. There was something wrong with the ones we had on there. But we didn't backslide over it.
No.
Did you know God let us even get in town before they even tore up?
Thank God.
Wasn't out on the road having to hitchhike or nothing. No. But if we had been, he'd have sent somebody by to help us that would take care of us. He did one time. One time we went to somewhere in Indiana, and we was going back home through Mount Vernon, Illinois. And we had been having some problem with the car. And we finally got off the side of the road. It's 5 miles out of town. Now you listen to me. God does know where you are. If you're at the side of the road or wherever you are. We went to